Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Damien O'Mara is here on the cold nights of April. The Champions League, after a rather lousy last 16, the quarterfinals have been brilliant.
But listen, it is always phenomenal when it gets to this point in the competition, and a brilliant night of football in the Champions League last night. The two teams who were beaten in last week's quarterfinal first legs overturned those deficits to advance to the quarterfinals. Plenty of goals to enjoy. You can watch the highlights on the RT Sports social media channels. Kylian Mbappe scored twice as Paris Saint-Germain beat Barcelona 4-1 last night. They progressed 6-4 on aggregate. They'll now face Borussia Dortmund after they overturned a 2-1 deficit from the first leg, winning 4-2 last night to knock Atletico Madrid out 5-4 over the two legs. The semi-final lineup will be completed tonight with the second legs of the two remaining quarterfinals. Both these ties level from the first leg. Manchester City face Real Madrid in their second game. They played out a 3-3 draw last night. Bayern Munich host Arsenal. That's 2-2 there. The competition is now Bayern's only hope of silverware this season. Their manager Thomas Tuchel already knows he will leave the club in the summer. Harry Kane, once of Arsenal's great rivals Spurs, was asked yesterday if ending his first season in Germany without silverware would represent a failure for everyone concerned.
From the club's point of view, it will be a failed season if we don't win anything this year, because we're expected to win. But then all we can do is take that into next year and try and turn that around. So I think that's there's a harsh, reality in winning and losing, and of course that you can do a lot of good things throughout the year and still end up on the losing side. So I don't think it's as harsh as that. There's a lot of things that go into it, but I think the main thing for us right now is that we still have an opportunity to turn the season into a great season if we win the Champions League. So that motivation is still there, and as players you can only hang on to that, and if we can do something special, then of course that keeps that hope alive.
That's Harry Kane in advance of that game. Three first half goals elsewhere last night saw Southampton beat Preston 3-0 in the only game in the English Championship. The saga, and it probably is a saga at this stage, around the search for Stephen Kenny's replacement as Republic of Ireland manager rolls on. Fresh from taking charge of the side last month, John O'Shea features prominently across the papers today. He was in Dublin yesterday as part of his ambassadorial role ahead of next month's UEFA Europa League final at the Aviva Stadium. So in short, he appears not to have been interviewed for the job, he appears not to have been offered the job, he appears not to have been told he's not getting the job, nor has he appeared to have been told who is getting the job.
He's getting the job then, yeah.
I have no idea. You and me could be in for a shot with it yet. He could well be in line to extend his tenure as interim head coach should an appointment not be made in advance of the June friendlies against Hungary and Portugal. And it does now appear certain that no appointment will be made this week, despite indications at one point to the contrary.
Not indications. Early April was the quote. What changed?
I think there was a feeling last week that there was an announcement due this week. I think there were informed sources seem to think there could have been an appointment this week. So, listen, it all rolls on. It'll all be worth it when they get the right man or woman in the end, Gavin. Don't worry. It's about the end destination. The journey's just part of the enjoyment. Elsewhere, rugby. Leinster have announced the appointment of the former Munster out-half Tyler Blyendahl as assistant coach from the start of next season. He'll replace Andrew Goodman, who'll join Andy Farrell's Irish coaching team ahead of their tour to South Africa. Blyendahl is currently working with the Super Rugby side Hurricanes following his retirement from the game. He's the second Leinster-bound recruit from that club this week, following news of Jordy Barrett's short-term move to Dublin from next December. It was confirmed yesterday that Katie Taylor's long-rumoured rematch with Amanda Serrano will take place in Texas in July. The fight will co-headline the exhibition bout between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. It'll be streamed live on Netflix. Taylor's super lightweight titles will be on the line. Rory McIlroy has reaffirmed his commitment to the PGA Tour following reports linking him with an $850 million move to live. He said his future is as a member of the PGA Tour. He's asserted that he has never considered, been offered or talked about a move to the Saudi Breakaway Tour. And not unrelated, Ronnie O'Sullivan has signed an ambassador agreement with Saudi Arabia's General Entertainment Authority. It commits the world number one to playing in all official events staged in the kingdom over the next 3 years.